right, so here's, you have to hear this part. You have to hear this part because this is what Jennifer Granholm is pushing. Mentioned it twice in the last couple of days now, that the president could use the Defense Production Act to take over basically the oil companies. Hello, Venezuela. How you doing? How's the weather? We'd like to be you. Yes, this is the United States calling. I know it's weird, but we want to be you, Venezuela. Yes, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm saying that President Biden has considered using the Defense Production Act to help mitigate the record high gas prices, but stress is just one of the tools. He's a tool, she's a tool, just one of the tools in the toolbox. These idiots put forth terrible policies and then say, well, we'll just take over. My God, I'm telling you, this is like Ayn Rand wrote this. This is like Atlas Shrugged Part 2. Go back and refresh yourself. Read the book. The government demanding this and that. Who you can hire. How much you can produce. How much money you can make. Unrealistic attempts to demand industry do this and that. And when it doesn't happen, destroy the industry and take it over. And leave it in shambles. That's what it sounds like. The president doing everything he can to reduce prices for American families. No, he's not. Tell American Energy that they can produce without fear of being destroyed. Tell American Energy they can produce without fear of being bankrupted. How about that? It's a crazy notion, I realize, but it just might work, Batman. And Joe Biden's still blaming the oil companies. I want to go to Bite 15. Joe Biden's still blaming the oil companies for his bad policies. Listen to this.
To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices at the pump. This is a time of war, global peril, Ukraine. These are not normal times. Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you are paying for the product. Do it now. Do it today. Your customers, the American people, they need relief now.
Open up ANWR. Provide the gas and oil companies the leases as prescribed by law since 1920 that your administration has flaunted in the face of federal court rulings over and over again, Mr. Biden. This is your fault. You are lying to the American public. You are lying to everyone. But we're not buying it. Meanwhile, Jennifer Granholm, like I said, she continues to parrot the same big lie about how it's Vladimir Putin's fault. No. It's your fault, lady. It's the fault of Joe Biden and you and this administration. Get your act together. Get your priorities straight. Listen.
The real truth is that as long as our nation remains overly reliant on oil and fossil fuels, we'll feel these price shocks again. This is not going to be the last time. The next time there's a war, the next time there's a pandemic or another hurricane, these extreme weather events we are experiencing, they will impact the access that we have to fossil fuels. The only way out of these boom and bust cycles is to break that sole reliance, and that means diversifying our fuel sources by deploying clean energy.
False! Lie! It's not the only way out. It's one way out, a terrible way out. We're nowhere near the place we need to be to have electric vehicles or windmills or solar panels running the world. We're nowhere near that. The infrastructure isn't there. The production isn't there. None of it's there. The way out of this is to use American energy and build renewables, if you will, along the way and develop the technology so that it makes sense. We're committing suicide financially with our energy sector. We're destroying it willfully. And what do the Republicans do? They just go along, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The Uniparty just, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Does nothing to help you, the American peasant. You're not a citizen anymore. You're an American peasant. They don't care what you think. They don't. They run elections how they want. And let me give you a better example of just how bad this Uniparty thing is. The Republicans, at least 10 or 12 of them now, going along with the idea that red flag laws are a good idea in America. Red flag laws, you know, confiscating guns from American citizens who've not been convicted of any crime, maybe haven't committed any crime at all, to come in and say, well, you know, we don't like the way this one behaves. We don't like the way Mr. Gruber acts. He seems unsettled. He seems upset. He seems angry. He seems angry. We can't allow angry people to have firearms. He's unstable. He's not. So they'll come in. A third party will report to a police agency. You've got a biased police officer who doesn't like guns. Comes to your home, knocks on the door. Mr. Gruber, we've got a sheet here. Says that we can take your guns. It's right here. It's signed by a judge. And we can use lethal force to take your firearms. That's where red flag laws lead. That's where they lead. And John Cornyn, he's a Republican in the state of Texas. And along with senators from states like West Virginia and Louisiana and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, another worthless weasel, uniparty rat, Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn, no better. Listen to what he said. Listen to this. Here's John Cornyn.
On the NRA strongly opposing the legislation, do you think that that will sway any of the Republican votes from last night?
I don't know. You'll have to ask them. We worked with the NRA, listened to their concerns, but in the end, I think they simply they have a membership and a business model that will not allow them to support any legislation. And so I understand where they're coming from. But I think most people will not allow any outside group to veto good public policy.
Oh, that's such nonsense. Here you've got Tillis of North Carolina, Cornyn of Texas, Capito of West Virginia, Cassidy of Louisiana. These are the reddest of red states. I wonder how the people feel about voting for Lindsey Graham or John Cornyn now in those places, listening to them basically give a big win to Joe Biden. Think about that. I'll be right back.